I want to teach just briefly on prayer. It so stuck out to me all week. It was not on the docket of me, of the way that I preach. I have other things that I was preparing for, but I felt like the Lord said that he wanted me to talk about prayer. And you know, when I teach on prayer, it always comes to me, very first message, they voted me in as a youth leader. And the Lord said, I don't want you to do a Bible study, I want you to preach. I said, okay. So I told them that. They were all good with it. They voted me in 6 months after I was saved. I never spoke in front of people, and I didn't even know where stuff was in the Bible. I mean, I was pretty green. And anyhow, I remember after they did that, and I said, yes, and we're going to preach. I remember going home, and it dawned on me, you don't preach. You've never preached. And then it scared me. I said, God, what am I supposed to preach on? I don't know what to do. Please help me. And I heard this voice in my head that says, teach on prayer. Everybody needs prayer. I went, okay, that's exactly how it came. I said, all right. My first message was on prayer. I want to say about this first. I've got very specific points. Pray about everything. Everything. Pray about everything. I cannot get the vision in my mind. The last Tuesday I was here, Caleb, we were in a time of breaking up into groups of three. And as we broke up into groups of three, Marilyn was one that was in that group with me. I think Tyler was in that group. There was the three of us. And Caleb said, just listen and see if you see anything for those that are there. And so I listened, and I saw very vividly Marilyn standing in a position of prayer. And I could tell she was praying, and there was prayer going forth. And I have never heard of this. I've never seen it. But I saw behind her this angel. The power of this angel was just outstanding to me as I saw it. And I saw a picture of this angel. And as Marilyn would pray, this angel would go, and his wings would flap and take her prayer and make her, and her prayer, it seemed like the prayers were coming out and they were doing like this, and the angel would get a hold of them and they would go, and they would go out to perform that the Father had put in her heart to pray. And I can't get away from that vision. I've never thought of that before. I know angels work with us when we're in prayer. They go to perform our Father's word and his intent. And I'd never seen an angel just. So I want every one of you to imagine that God is hooking with you in prayer. There is nothing that he doesn't like you to pray about. And don't think that your prayers fall dead. God wants me to tell you, your prayers are needed today, and pray about everything and don't back off. I have to say this as I teach this, that there are so many neat things about prayer to learn. And yes, there are things that I can pray at higher levels in, and I can with knowledge, and I can pray, you know, I can know more and pray higher and get more effective. But I have not seen a more effective prayer than a desperate person to become desperate over a situation. And I told God about 2 years ago, Father, I choose to become desperate for you. I choose not to be comfortable and to be desperate for you. And I want to say this, moms, grandmas, aunts, uncles, I'm telling you this, you might not know all of the wordage of how to pray, but your prayer of desperation for your genealogy is more powerful than the greatest, most eloquent prayers that anyone could pray. The depth of knowledge cannot meet the desperation of you. Don't quit. Don't stop. Keep praying. Take things. Pray for your families. Pray for you. Pray for your finances. Pray over everything. The Bible says in Philippians, and this is out of the New Living Translation, it says, don't worry about anything. Instead, Pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Pray about everything. I'm going to be honest with you. If there was an area in me that I find the most deficient is prayer. It's not that I don't spend my days talking to Him, because I'm constantly bouncing things off of the Lord and talking to Him and thinking about things and asking Him what He thinks about this. But systematic prayer gets away from me sometimes, and I don't like it. I believe that systematic prayer, like some of you get up in the morning, and I know it, and you start praying for things you cannot imagine. I don't care whether you're saying the same words. You are being effective. Don't stop. But and so I have to remind myself all of this. And I'll be honest with you. The reason it does is because I trust God so much. When I look at a situation, instead of praying, I go, oh, He's working. Oh, He's working. But I have to remind myself that of James 4:2, I don't have because I don't ask. So it's important that we ask and that we stay praying, all right? Now, I'm going to say this. I'm not going to elaborate on this a lot. You've got to believe that God hears you when you pray. You say, well, Pastor Bob, I've been praying for years and it hadn't happened. That doesn't mean He didn't hear you. That doesn't mean that He didn't hear you. 1 John 5:13-15 says, these things I've written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. This is the confidence which we have before Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request that we have asked of Him. A lot of times people say, well, Pastor Bob, I don't pray because I don't know if that's His will. You think He's offended because you don't, because you're going to ask something that isn't necessarily lined up with what He wants? You think God's that bothers Him? No. As a parent, parents, your kids come up and they ask you for something that it maybe not be right there for. I want to play. No, it's not time to play. Did that bother you that they ask you that? No. Why would it our Heavenly Father? He doesn't care if you ask stuff. Ask, 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 ask. Pray, 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 pray. Don't back off because you don't think you know how to pray. And so I'm just telling you, I want to arm you. I want to put punch in your fist. I want to put power in your punch. Matthew 7:9 says, ask and it will be given to you. Don't give up. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and him who knocks, it will be open. Bust in, pray in. John 14 says this, whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Say that with me. I will do it. That's God's plan. Say it again. I will do it. I'm going to ask you something. Are there genealogical things that are handed through your family and you see them at work at times? Does anybody see that? I do. You're called to break that. You're a knower. Some of them might not know and might not see. You're waiting for them to see, and you're just pray. I want to say this. Marcia is going to, she's got a class on covenant for my friend Mike on Med. And by just being around Mike and him telling me things about covenant, I have gone to another level, and I took it as a catalyst to study covenant. Do you know our society does not work by covenant? This Western society doesn't. God's kingdom and His ways, He works by covenant.
I'm just going to say this. This is why the agreement that we make sometimes hinders us, because we're praying for something or we're believing for something. It's not manifesting because we've not gone back and repented of a previous agreement we've made. That agreement was not light. It was a covenant, and you ratified that covenant, and it's not something that God wants for us. It's people say, well, I guess God wants me sick to teach me. You just made an agreement with sickness. Now when you get sick, you're praying for healing and it can't break through because you're still in covenant with the fact that God doesn't heal. Does everybody see that? This is the fight we're in sometimes in prayer. So I would encourage you in your prayer. Here's the first thing. Verify what you're asking is in the Word. Does God want you and every bit of your family saved? Yes. Absolutely. If they're covenanted with you, He's covenanted with you. He is covenanted with you, and they're covenanted with you. So in essence, He's fighting for them, and they might not even be asking because of you. This is how strong covenant is to our Father. Covenant means everything. He looks at the covenant that you have with Him, and you cannot imagine what the blessing that comes down through you as you being in covenant with Him. Now, so what you're asking, just find out that it's biblical. Not only does it help you to be secure in it. If I don't know that it's God's will, I mean, I want to know it. It's more effective if I do. There's a more effective. So I want to know it. Ask if it's biblical. Not only biblical, but maybe the Father's will for you at that time. Does God want you out of debt? 100%. His word says, I would that you would be a lender and not a debtor. Is it bad that you're in debt? No, it's not. But I made it a point to target that as a demon because my Father said He would rather me be a lender and not a debtor. And I started believing for debt cancellation when we were putting massive amounts on credit cards. It didn't stop the way I prayed. I found God's will, and I didn't let my current circumstance determine whether I should pray that or not. I let that word determine it. God wants, I went through a complete diving in. Does God want me healed? He healed all manner of sickness and disease. Everyone got healed. The only people who didn't get healed was those who didn't believe. I settled it. When I pray believing, God, this is your will for me. And I don't stand there like some beggar going, oh, please, God, please. Your humble worm servant needs you, God. I know I'm not worthy to receive. This crap that we've heard. No. Not only are you worthy to receive, Jesus would not get all He paid for if you didn't receive. He wants it all. He wants you delivered. He wants you free. So verify it's in the Word. Next, ask and believe it right there that you received it by faith. Well, Bob, Pastor Bob, I didn't feel anything. Is feeling believing? No. Is feeling faith? No, faith is faith. Sometimes faith, you feel the most scared while you're standing in faith. Watched a video the other day of, I don't even remember where it was. There was a lion. It must have been over in Africa. But something, a big cat in the wild come charging after a guy. And he started to turn around. And one of his friends said, don't run, don't run. Whatever kind of cat, whatever. And so he stood there and made this huge noise. And whatever, I can't remember the animal, whatever it was, stopped and turned and ran. If he would have ran, it would have chased him down. But he stood up to it. Now, that guy had more faith, even though he was probably wetting his pants. Amen? That's a lot of faith in what that guy back there is telling me. That guy said, don't run. Like, did you see what's coming towards me? See, a lot of times we think faith is this big, tough feeling that we feel. Man, I'll tell you what, God's for. No, sometimes faith is, you know what? I feel like I'm not very powerful right now, but I'm not moving. And I'm going to keep praying. And I'm going to keep saying what's happening to my family, what's happening to my finances, what's happening to my life. And I'm not backing away. While the whole time you're peeing your pants. I'm just telling you. We've been told faith is this big, powerful feeling, and it's not. So ask and believe by faith. Now, here's a big one. Don't look at the natural. I've heard so many people say, Pastor Bob, I started praying for this person or this situation, and it's got worse. I said, raise your hands. Thank God for working in it. Would you rather that it stayed mediocre, or do you want that mediocre situation to come to God? Well, I want it to come to God. Well, do you think that maybe it has to get worse? You know what? Sometimes people have to experience a little bit of hell to get to heaven. There's nothing wrong with that. Paul said, I've turned him over. There's another place where Paul actually allowed the enemy to come in and buffet them. Now, I know that's been thrown around in church to people we don't like. Well, you know what? Person cut me off in traffic. That person's talking about me. You know what I did? I turned them over to the devil. No, that's not what that means. Turn those people over to the devil. They're of the devil anyway. No. No, don't do that. But in your prayers, sometimes it might not look like it's getting better before it does. And it might have to get worse. And you as the prayer have the power of the blood. Use it over that. Well, I'm scared something bad's going to happen. Put the blood over them. Pray over them. Keep that blood covering over them. It's what's protecting them. You and I are here today because God's blood covering protected us. And it's going to protect them. And you might have to do it once a day or twice a day. Stick your hand out, put the blood over them, and release the protection of God over them, and believe that it's going to cover them no matter where they go. We've watched it. Jill and I have seen it. We've seen it in instances in many, many, many places. And God is faithful to do it. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Delay does not mean rejection. It doesn't mean God's not hearing you. Remember Daniel. Daniel prayed. The angel came to him 21 days later, I think, and said, from the minute it come out of your mouth, I was dispatched on your behalf, but I was delayed. See, sometimes there's a fight on the way. You keep fighting and don't give up. Sometimes there's a little bit of a delay, but you go ahead. Sometimes that delay is that person has pushed God away. Maybe they're not wanting God right now. Maybe there needs to be something done. You know what? I made my mind up a long time ago that I don't want my family and my kids, I don't want anybody to have some half-baked, shallow relationship with Jesus. But in order to get born again, sometimes you've got to be a little messy. It's a little messy watching somebody struggle to find their own. It's scary. It's a little messy getting there. Don't be afraid of it, okay? So if there's no manifestation, pray. Ask if there's a hindrance. Father, is there something that I am in agreement with on my finances that's keeping me in a poverty mindset? Ask, and then listen. I'm going to jump on this because I'm going to insert it here so before I run out. Pray in tongues. 1 Corinthians 14:2. For one who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men but to God. For no one understands, but in his spirit he speaks mysteries. You're already praying perfect prayer when you pray in tongues. You know, tongues have gotten a bad rap just because the comfortable church has rejected them. It doesn't mean God, that they're still part of God. And they're very, very powerful. They rejected God in the Old Testament. They rejected Jesus when he came. And the Holy Spirit has been rejected a whole bunch today. And it's because of the power of those tongues. There's power in your prayer language. Pray in that. The Holy Spirit, you might not even know what to pray, but Romans chapter 8 says this, in the same way, the Spirit also helps our weaknesses. That wording in the Greek literally means that when you are unable to lift on your own because you don't know really what you're doing. For we do not know how to pray. See, it goes on, he elaborates, as we should. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. The Greek word for groanings is stenagmos. And it means literally groaning, especially brought on by circumstances creating great pressure. The only other place in the entire New Testament where that Greek word is used is in Acts chapter 7. And look what it says, 34. I have indeed seen the oppression of my people in Egypt. I have heard their groanings. See, that's not necessarily words that you're understanding. It's, and have come down to set them free. The Holy Spirit, I want to ask you this. This is just curious to me. I can pray in English and not move anything in my mouth. Like I can talk in English and I can hear it in my head. I cannot pray in tongues without my tongue moving. Can you? I can't. The reason I'm asking is because it tells me that I can't see the words there to see them flow. I can see English there, but I can't see my tongues in my mind. The reason I'm saying that is because I don't think it comes from my mind. So how is my mind going to be able to see it? I've got to let it go in my tongue. And I'll be laying there praying at night, and I'll try not to move my tongue praying in tongues. And I can't. And I just sit there and wonder. And I think, God, this is because it's not coming from my mind. It's bypassing my mind. And I have a whole news article from USA Today years ago. I've told you about it. Where they took and hooked brain thingies up to people. And had them praise in English, pray in English, talk in English. Then they had them pray in tongues, and they could see when they were in English where all of these words were starting from. They could see the brain firing, but when they prayed in tongues, there was no brain activity when they were praying in tongues. And the article, USA Today, concluded that this language that they're praying does not start in their own brain. Dude, you've got the Holy Spirit praying with you. Man, this is perfect prayer. This is powerful prayer. Woo-hoo. So pray, use tongues, pray on this stuff, pray over this, dig it out. If there's hindrances, pray mysteries. Father, just pray mysteries and start praying into that in tongues. And then listen. Because tongues plus interpretation equals prophecy. Listen for a word. See something. You might need to break something. You know, I hit a place in my life years ago, and I was praying, and I couldn't get past the place, and I could feel it, and I could see it. I started digging in, asking the Father to show me, and all of a sudden, I saw an area. I saw areas where I needed to break things, and from me breaking them, it accelerated me forward. Dig out the hindrances. Don't let no manifestation convince you that God's not answering or working in your prayer. Number four, supplement your original prayer. When you think of new things, supplement it. It doesn't have to be one and done. Pastor Bob, does that mean I'm not praying in faith? Absolutely not. You could go out of faith. If you pray about, so I'm praying about my grandson, Fred. Father, in the name of Jesus, Fred needs a breakthrough. And so I release you. Boy, I feel it. I release it. Put the blood over him. Thank you, Father. I go, I turn around, and Fred's all dirty. And I say, well, Father, I guess you didn't answer me because Fred's all dirty. I just came out of faith, and now I need to repent. Father, I'm sorry for coming out of faith. I get back into faith. You're working in that situation. Thank you for working in it. See, I go back into faith. Number five, if at any time you fall out of faith, repent. For unbelieving, go back to step number one. All right? Steps on praying for other people. Number one, plead the blood. The Bible says if you forgive them, they will be forgiven. That's how the blood works. It brings forgiveness over them. You say, well, but they're sinning. How can they be forgiven? They didn't ask. You put the blood over them. It protects them. Next, you bind the enemy in the name of Jesus. If you can think of something that's active there, bind it. The Bible says you cannot plunder the house unless you first bind the strong man. Bind that thing. Bind it. Okay? Take that thing and bind it up. By their actions, they might come back into agreement and release it, and you've got to do it again. It's called fighting and warfare. Number three, ask for God to speak to them. Father, right now, I've got that word bound. I've got that demon bound. I release you, Holy Spirit, to speak to them. Let them know how much you love them. Let them know how valuable you are to them. Let them know, Father, that you are completely, radically in love with them. And number four, listen for specifics about them or their situation. Remember, there's a more accurate prayer. Don't give up praying, church. Don't give up praying.